What a fantastic game, and you must be proud of the part that the players played in that today as well.
Yeah, it was an excellent game, very entertaining. Obviously, to score three goals away from home, you'd expect to through it, and there is a tinge of disappointment that we're not through. But the aim was to be in the hat, and we've achieved that. And you know, there's lots of good parts of our plate today. We look really dangerous going forward. Probably had our worst spell after we scored for a period, and we let them back in the game. And then after they scored, we had some good chances to come in at half time ahead. But in the second half, I thought we controlled it for long periods.
And the never say die attitude of the players could have easily been difficult once it went 2-1 down.
Yeah. You know, got back in it reasonably quickly, and then you know, a really good team goal finished off by Billy Knott got us ahead, and it's just such a shame that we didn't hold on, but it wasn't to be, and we look forward to the return game.
Yeah, I can sense you're a little bit disappointed with a couple of the goals we gave away today.
Yeah, I mean, but we're up against some really quality players there, Ricardo Fuller, McDonald up there. You know, they've got that extra bit of quality, you know, which we don't get at our level. So I just felt that the third one, we could have made a tactical foul on the halfway line, and you know, JK could have taken one for the team and got a yellow, and you know, we'd probably be in the hat. But yeah, you're always disappointed we concede, but you know, we came here to be positive, like I said in the press leading up to the game, and have a real go at Millwall, and we did that. And when you do that, you know, there's always, you're going to always leave yourselves vulnerable at times to the counter attack, and Millwall have got quality.
And Billy Knott's taking his chance, having come back into the side against Notts County.
Yeah, well, that role for him behind the strikers is a good one. You know, when he was an 18-year-old, first of all, we played for England under-20s in that role, and when he went to Woking, scored 8 goals in 20 games in the conference. So we know he's got real class in and around the opposition penalty box, and he showed it again today.
He's not trying to claim a hat-trick, is he?
I did ask him, but he said it no straight away, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure who gets the credit for that second goal, but well, the most important thing is it went in the back of the net.
I suppose the thing now is, when the replay comes around, there might be more pressure because you'll actually know your opponents as well, won't you, for the fourth round?
Yeah, possibly, but whatever happens, we'll deal with that when it comes. And you know, we'll enjoy the fact today that for long periods, you know, we've given a championship team a really good game, and we'll be prepared for the replay.
Got to ask you about Marty Yates and Billy Clark. We see again an update on them, when they could be back.
Yeah, you know, Yates is looking more positive than Billy. So, you know, we'll just have to see this week how they progress. But, you know, I'll be disappointed if one of them is not back by next week.
And John Stead, you took off late on. The Bradford fans will be hoping that's not the last we've seen him in a Bradford shirt this season. Any more developments on that for us?
Yeah, well, I hope so too. And, you know, we'll try and get a deal done for John.
And is that permanent or an extended loan?
No, you know, John wants a permanent contract, and there's a bit of work to be done there, but hopefully we can get it resolved, because he's been terrific. He was great again today, and he's shown he can play in a number of different systems with a number of different partners, which is important, because you know, we've got quite a lot of games coming up now, a few midweek games on the horizon, so we're going to need everybody.
And Felipe Moraes as well, his short-term deal is up. Are you in the same situation that it might just be over the next few days?
Yeah, you know, we've had further down the line with Phil. You know, I don't think we're too far away of agreeing that one. You know, it's in the hands of the chairman really now.
It's not a question of there have been rumours of some other clubs being interested in him?
I mean, I think, you know, Phil may well have attracted a bit of further interest, but you know, I feel he wants to be a Bradford player. The fans have taken to him, and he's done well. I think there's more to come from him, and hopefully we'll get a deal agreed.
And just finally, Phil, the fans fantastic again today. Great start to 2015, and the unbeaten run goes to 10.
Yeah, well, when I got told last night how many supporters we had coming down, I was amazed, because after Christmas, when people have spent a lot of money to travel all the way down to London, the supporters and the numbers they did was exceptional. And before the lads came out today in the game, I made a point of mentioning that, because the supporters are right behind us because of some of the performances they've seen, certainly on the travels and at home recently. And we've got to keep it there, and it was important we sent them back up the motorway in good spirits, and I think we have.